Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey there, friends. We are wrapping up the month of June. I just don't know where it went, but I am so excited that you tune in, join us each and every week. Shout out to those of you who are active in the community, looking to grow your referral and resource partners. The Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network meets 3 times a week. I am so honored to be the founder and hostess. Our next upcoming luncheon will be that first Tuesday of July in Port St. Lucie at the delicious Tutto Fresco. That will be on July 5th. And then July 8th, same week, we'll be hosting, always the second Friday of each month, at the Crab Stop in Vero Beach. Later on in the month, we will be at Michelina's in beautiful Stewart. As a matter of fact, that is how our guest is able to join us here today. As a community partner on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage, your trusted go-to movers, we are so proud to be chamber members and do what we can to be able to give back. And there's always a number of causes that are incredibly worthwhile. And one of the things we love to be able to do is offer up a complimentary on-air interview. And we just happened to have the winner of one of those interviews on the line with us today. Mike Edmonds is an advisor with M3 Money Marketing Management. And I am thrilled to go over in your financial expertise, my friend. What does good look like?
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Anna.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, in the world of today, right, that's a pretty loaded question.
No kidding.
And having consulted and coached for over 30 years and been an entrepreneur for 10, I've tried to develop a pretty simple formula that perhaps people can follow or think about. And accountability really has to have consequences.
Okay.
And consequences must have accountability. So when you think of it, without one, the other can't exist.
I couldn't agree more. So let's elaborate a little bit on that, because our listeners, they span from Sebastian to Stewart, and in the Treasure Coast, we are unique. I do truly believe we're a unique region still. There's that ability to still meet someone and have that positive reinforcement of a warm referral, and it can make a big difference. So what does that accountability look like? Accountability, you say, equals clarity?
Right, and that's where so many businesses get trapped or get lost, and there's a new term that's become very popular in the last few years. Are you working perhaps in your business, or are you working on your business? And there's, you know, we can talk about it later, but there's 7 essential behaviors of an execution-oriented type leader. But what happens is when you get trapped and working so hard into your business, in order to have clarity, you have to have metrics. And, you know, metrics are all those simple words that we think and hear and talk about all the time. Results, goals, expectations, average, good, great, right?
Yeah.
But again, it comes back to metrics have to define accountability. And so often, owners, leaders, entrepreneurs get trapped or get lost with metrics because they're so busy and they're not paying attention to them, or they don't have, whether it's the right people, or they're not thinking about the accountability of those metrics because other issues come into play. The companies, you know, can get in trouble, or they can get sideways, or their growth isn't occurring the way they want their company to grow.
Interesting. That's very true. I can see how that falls in line. And of course, once you have the ability to define the metrics, and of course some sort of software or spreadsheet or however you're tracking that, then you say is when we can actually bring in the consequences, right? The rewards.
Correct.
The reprimands.
Correct. And there's behaviors that, as I mentioned, that the owners and, you know, again, we think they're so simple. Once we get to that point, knowing what we think good looks like, are we performing those? And I call it there's seven behaviors, seven essential behaviors that owners and operators and CEOs and business leaders, you know, must execute.
Well, as an award-winning executive business coach, and Mike, can you share with our listeners how long you've actually been at this?
Yes, I'm a very passionate, experienced, and I say real-world class executive business coach. I've been a coach for over 30 years in the coaching and consulting business, and I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade. And I think the big key to it is really being a dedicated listener and understanding what the needs and issues are in a business. And having had that experience, you know, there's a lot of coaches and terminology of so many different types of coaches and consultants out there. But having sat in a lot of boardrooms, a lot of startup companies here locally in Florida, I think it provides, you know, I'm able to provide the results that owners and business operators and leaders are looking for. But there's a key to that, and what's that definition of success look like? And it's different for everybody. So I try to deliver customized packages and coaching programs to your needs or the client's needs, and their definition of success is different from their neighbors.
Very fair point. And having been at it as long as you, I find the four bias that you believe all the business people, entrepreneurs, and executives alike should have in order to be successful and reach these goals, especially as we hear more and more in the media and sort of trending socially, is the fact that we might be experiencing some more changes, and not necessarily for the positive, in the economy. Those challenging terms and those circumstances, these bias alternatives could in fact lend to additional success even in a challenging economy, right?
Absolutely. You know, and it's a mindset. And if you want to win in this economy, and certainly having gone through what all businesses have gone through in that term, the pandemic, for the last few years, and the way things are constantly changing, and who knows what's in front of us, you have to have a positive mindset. And the bias alternatives is really, it's four things. You've got to, you know, to win, you've got to have a bias towards action, always being moving forward with full speed rather than half. You've got to have a clear bias towards effectiveness, looking to have clear metrics so you know what good looks like, as we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you have to have a bias towards efficiency, never wasting time on low consequence tasks, never waste money on activities and products and people that aren't meeting the goals. And finally, you got to have a real bias towards sustainability. You can't think short-term solutions, always doing and creating things that will last a generation or so. But what you've got to realize, you can't think the word problem. Problem can't exist in the thinking today to win. All right? There's solutions to problems. Facts you can't do anything about. Problems don't exist. They're issues. And there's always solutions to those issues. Mm-hmm. And great business leaders that want to win lead many people, you know, great. Remember this, a great business leader is not someone who leads many people and has high attrition rates. A great business leader is one who leads many people and makes their goals and will want them to stay on their team for years.
Well said. You know, I feel like that's something that is sometimes lost in some of the newer generations entering the workforce. I just recently came across a poll where they said that the average person lasts maybe 5 years in a position. And yet you're saying that with the right leadership and with all of the things in place, if you have a sound foundation and the right players on the team, the right people on the bus, so to speak, that could last double, triple that, right?
No question. You know, we've got to the leaders and the owners that are becoming successful today realize these newer generations coming up the curve, they are very bright, very intelligent, very gifted and talented people. but you've got to learn how to manage them because they think different and they operate different. And the leaders that are still wanting to manage and owners in that post-World War II mindset, my way or the highway, aren't going to make it. That's why it's critical, you know, that they start to look at, you know, these behaviors that we can chat about later in terms of, you know, winning. And it's a choice, though. They've got to choose to do certain things or they're gonna miss out.
Well, and I would love for you to give an example of that, because I know right now there's plenty of listeners that are experiencing exactly what you're talking about. We're all trying to hire new employees. We're trying to be able to reach the demand that's being put forth in the current marketplace. And as a result, we're hiring a little younger. And I think that many of them are saying to themselves, what's an example, Mr. Mike Edmonds, that you can help us with that then would help them to expedite that phone call and that next consultation with you?
Well, it's very simple. It's called Carnegie had written this, and this is an actual fact. If you took a triangle and there's three sides to that triangle, and you're hiring on two sides of that triangle based on skills and based on knowledge, that's what most people think. That's what we want. We got somebody that's got a lot of skill set, or they're knowledgeable, and that's great. Well, what we think is that comprises the majority of that triangle, right, in terms of hiring or keeping these people, and it's not. It only accounts for 15% on a 100% scale. The other 85% is one word, and it's called attitude. Mm-hmm. And what you got to think about is you can't teach attitude. So when you're in that interviewing process, it's very critical today. One, you should start to use assessments and personality assessments like they did in the old days, and there's a lot more simpler assessments out there that can really understand the motivation levels, the EQ, the emotional quotient of clients of customers, as well as hiring people. And attitude you can't teach. So you got to really drill into that interview and find out if that attitude is, you know, for the long term. And it's not, they're going to change for whether it's 50 cents or dollar or whatever. And it's not all about skill set. It's not all about knowledge. And so I highly recommend, you know, looking at some of these testings, because IQ, you can't change. You can't change someone's IQ, but you can change their emotional quotient. And leaders need today to become very aware of, you know, the people that they're hiring. They need to implement words that aren't thought of in the old day of management. That's empathy and sympathy. Mm. And you start providing that into the workplace and fostering, you'll develop and foster a much better, much more productive, much more efficient team.
This is all really great information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Florida's number one executive business coach, Mr. Mike Edmonds. We are thrilled that he's here, M3 Advisors, Money, Marketing, Management. And he's helping us kind of drill down on ways that we can become successful no matter the challenging economy, and then really lay out what does good look like. How can they find you, sir?
Yes, my phone number is 561-315-4915, and then you can find me online at m3advisorsgroup.com and look at our website.
Motivation gets you going. Habit gets you there. there is a lot to that, and I find that this is really a refreshing conversation to be having and hopefully beneficial to our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could, a shout out to our friends over at treasurecoast.com online calendar, where you as a for-profit or a not-for-profit can post upcoming events, specials, live music, you name it. And it's totally free, as well as some great resources for access to our beaches and various local businesses in times of hurricane season or holiday shopping. You name it, it's there. At White Glove Moving and Storage, we're active. Our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network is listed on that calendar, and so much more. Over 80,000 unique views each and every month. You'll want to be found there also, treasurecoast.com. And shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero, one in Fort Pierce off of Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island. Open 7 days a week, manicures, pedicures, lash extensions, and waxing. kids, guys, gals, all are welcome. We all want to look foxified. I'm telling you, you give them a design, they can implement it. They are true nail artists with great pricing, great flexibility. You can make an appointment or just walk in. And you are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. We're going to chat more with my friend Mike Edmonds, executive coach. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get foxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit ITEX.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons, and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day. Sunshine Furniture,
the best in every way.
Ooh, have a sunshine day.
Sunshine. You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the ITEX trading community, your ITEX dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. The Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. I can't believe we are wrapping up the first half of 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking for home ownership, Caliber Home Loans can help you with a complimentary consultation. They only use local appraisers and they never sell your loan. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, St. Lucie. They are incredibly qualified, and their team is really connected to the community. So if that means something to you, doing business with business leaders and influencers that give back. Well, by golly, you'll love all the sponsors on our program. Also, a shout out to my friends at True Colors Salon and Spa. I was there this past weekend. My goodness, it's just fabulous, right? You're in for a couple hours. It's like you get to chat with your hairdresser, who also serves as a psychiatrist, I feel like, right? You get complimentary snacks and drinks, and you come out looking fabulous with the 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. They have stylists to hit every budget. They even have evening and weekend hours. True Color Salon and Spa. That's where I go, and you'll love it too. We have on the show our award-winning executive business coaching and consulting guru, Mr. Mike Edwards of M3 Advisors, Money, Marketing, and Management. And he's saying, with empathy and sympathy, we can persevere in these interesting economic times. And I feel like that messaging is so refreshing, sir, because I think we all are looking for some light at the end of the tunnel as we continue to see rising prices in basically everything that we do. That with, of course, as you mentioned in the first half, accountability and clarity, utilizing metrics, by golly, we can persevere.
Absolutely. And if you really think about it, every one of us, from the bottom to the top in any organization, we're all people, and all of us go to work, and all of us have issues and things in our lives, right?
Yes.
We can't classify people in terms of issues, and you just can't do that. So the real winners, the real leaders, are realizing that empathy and sympathy is an issue, is a critical factor in winning. Well, what else can you do in that world or that thought process? So ask yourself, as an owner or an operator, are you influencing your person, your personnel, your people, or are you more concerned about affluence? And the companies that are thinking differently are more concerned with how they're encouraging, how they're inspiring, how they're communicating with their people, how they're caring with their people. And that is the secret ingredient into dealing in today's rapidly changing times. And as I said, there are a lot of behaviors that owners and operators need to possess in order to execute and be a great leader and a winner in their field or their business.
And, you know, I find that to be so relatable, especially having the opportunity to engage with so many business leaders, and that's both for-profit and not-for-profit, that when you see a well-oiled machine, when you understand and engage with happy employees, it compels someone to remember them. That's that top of mind awareness that will help to continue to influence the opportunities that are put forth as ongoing referrals and resources. And so I think it ties in really quite beautifully. And you mentioned that you are able to customize packages and that you can do it for small business. You can go to large business. We just have another minute and a half or so left of the program, but do you want to elaborate a little bit on some of the techniques or what those packages might look like?
Absolutely. And the real key is getting the results that every owner operator is looking for. And that's, you've got to have a lot of experience and understanding, and you've got to find and dig deep into the issues that the company or that they're having. And that's the real critical piece in terms of answering or getting the answers to those questions. They all have pain points. You got to find out what those pain points are. Sometimes they perhaps don't know them, but you stumble across them. But the deeper you do that dive, you can find those issues. And then I don't use any canned approach. I don't use any, you know, formatted content. You never know what is going to come up, but I do believe that there's 3 to 5 priorities that a company you start with. You find out those pain issues, and you start working on them. And you set a 90-day plan, and you set a strategic, you know, 1-year plan. And every 90 days, that plan may change, and those priorities may change. But my real key is to get operators and owners involved and be ruthlessly realistic, helping them narrow their focus, helping and train them to follow up. Hold their people accountable, that's to the metrics and getting very clear, and then helping them be better coaches of their own people. And finally, you know, we're back to where we started. They know themselves better.
Really well said. Thank you so much for being on the program today, sharing your knowledge and your insights. M3AdvisorsGroup.com. Thank you so much to Mike Edmonds. Remember, he says, great business leader is not someone who leads many people but has high attrition rates. A great business leader is one who leads many people, who makes their goals, and will stay on that team for many years. Until next week, cheers.